I'm pretty sure we're expecting him. Bill? Rich, I think you're on the phone.
Yes.
Dolores?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Paul?
Yes.
Welcome. David?
Present.
Wonderful. Okay. From NQF, we have myself, Sally, Sarah Fanta, and Ashley all here to help everyone walk through the task at hand for today. I think for today's call, and first of all, thank all of you for agreeing to participate in this work group. I think when we met with the steering committee last in person, when you were here, it was clear that we needed to have a smaller group willing and able to dive into the details on various components or modules of a resource use specification and really sort through what parts of these components will be subject to evaluation. We couldn't move much further with the evaluation criteria, in particular criteria 2, which is the scientific acceptability criteria and sub-criteria, without understanding what exactly the steering committee and the technical advisory panels would be evaluating. So as quickly as possible, we put together this work group call. It really is meant to be a discussion amongst all of you, and we're available for questions. We sent you some materials that we hope you found helpful. We took another stab, so to say, at organizing various activities or approaches or systems of resource use measures that they go through in order to produce the results. They're not in any particular order necessarily. We try to somewhat order them, but as all of you pointed out during the in-person meeting, some of these happen concurrently. Some of them may have to be thought out earlier on, but really applied to a different kind of thought process in the measure. So we're very open to moving things around. We're also not married to the particular headers of the groupings. What we did was take a step back and think about how else we could organize these. We referred back to the CMS RFP. It resonated, made some sense to us while adding some additional, as they call them, modules and systems to the resource use measures and broadening the language so that it just wasn't applicable to episode measures, and in particular episode groupers, which is what the RFP is about. It explicitly ignores steps such as attribution, those type of steps. And I'm more than willing to talk in more detail about that if you like, if you guys want to have a discussion about that. And then we'll talk about the next steps. I think for the meeting next week, if we can make some progress today, our hope would then to dive into the criteria and sub-criteria for the scientific acceptability. So that said, are there any questions or suggestions on how to order this otherwise?
Just a process measure. What's the timing of the meeting next week?
I believe it is at 11 to 12:30 on August 5th.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And what is it that we're hoping to get by the end of the day? I mean, by the end of the hour?
So by the end of today, it would be to have the group come up with a recommendation on which modules are going to be subject to evaluation by the subcommittee. And when I say evaluation, I mean that they will be reviewed against criteria agreed to by the steering committee in the end. So this informs both the evaluation criteria, which we would then wrap up in our next call, as well as it informs us on what to tell the measure developers to submit to NQF, and which is why we sent you the current version of the submission form. And you can see, and we can flip through that, toggle back and forth between that, and you can see now, starting in section 2, what components of their measure specifications they need to submit for evaluation.
So by modules, you mean the sections in the measure submission form?
In the end, it would inform what those sections would be. So by modules...
So are we trying to get a draft document that would then turn into this submission form? Is that the point?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Please...
I'm sorry, are we trying to get a draft, a document that is going to then be incorporated into this submission form? Is that the point?
Correct.
And so the item that you sent to us, is that the thing that is sort of the first draft of it that's attached to the specifications?
Yes. So this is, it's more of a second draft after hearing the comments from the steering committee in late July, but I guess it's still late July, a couple weeks ago, taking another stab at organizing what are called subsystems or modules.
So the draft that you sent us is the synthesis that we had requested of, and there was a page in the white paper and a handout, as I recall.
Correct. So this is a synthesis, a little bit adding to it, you know, based on the conversations, any things that we're missing, going back to the RFP, which, as all of you know, was released during the development of the white paper, and seeing if there was anything there that would be useful, because they certainly had thought about how to organize some of the steps, and then making sure it's still applicable potentially across resource use measures so that we're not just limiting inadvertently our evaluation to episode-based measures. And then what this, if we can come out of the end of the today of if there's anything missing, if there's anything that some believe don't make sense, B, and then going through and saying, for example, in particular of question is subsystem 5, which is the profiling system, whether or not those steps, if we want to call them that, would be subject to evaluation by the steering committee and TAP. And that would inform both the sub-criteria that we need to complete in our next call, or at least get a good draft to send on to the steering committee, and it will inform the submission form, because certainly then the measure developers will have to submit the information explaining the specifications for the steps that we want to evaluate. Is that resonating with the group? Is it still not clear, or is it clear as mud?
It seems reasonable to me, and I like the specifications by module that you have listed there. I think that covers a lot of stuff very nicely. The one thing I'm a little concerned about is you have a separate thing that says risk adjustment method, and I suppose the people that have the measures can deal with it, but you might have some products like the NGENIX ETG product in which risk adjustment is sort of built into the core episode logic. I guess I could just refer back to it, but sometimes risk adjustment is separate, so you can take another risk score and layer it on there, but other times it's built into the method fundamentally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first comment. The other thing I would say is the profiling system, assignment, and reporting, I think those definitely do have to be part of the evaluation. In particular, that attribution rule thing, it turns my experience working on this is that is one of the most important parts of making these systems work. And it's probably the hardest thing to do. I'm struggling with that right now because we're using episode data for a variety of ways, and we get some pushback on the kind of standard cost-based So I think that's a very, very important dimension that the bidders have to address.
Totally agree. This is Bill Rich.
Okay. Yeah, we could have a perfectly good, this is Jack, we could have a perfectly good resource measure right up to five, and then the whole issue of attribution could be is clearly a separate can of worms where it could fall down, where one just doesn't buy the attribution. One buys the resources that are being estimated, but not the attribution.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, this is Dolores. I mean, I agree that step five or whatever is super important and can make or break the credibility of how something is used and how it's accepted. But it seems to me that a lot of these things really depend on how you want to use the measure. So it seems like it's going to be pretty hard to judge, you know, what's appropriate or what's not appropriate when it really is dependent on how it's going to be used.
This is Lisa. I'm going to support sort of the direction that Dolores went in, because I do think that all of these are very, very important factors that are listed under Bucket 5. My hesitation is I'm not sure there's a developer that has done every single one of these. And so I'm a little bit concerned about if we're going to be able to endorse a resource use measure if we absolutely require all of these, even though I think we do need them. So the way that I've sort of been thinking about it is just saying that we would give preference in terms of what we decide to endorse if all of these things have been addressed versus that they have to be absolute criteria.
This is David. I agree 100%. I mean, what I would look for in this is that the developers they understand these are issues. They address the issues in an intelligent way, but I don't think we would inquire that they have the answer to any of them, because I don't believe the answer exists in many cases. They have to understand that they're issues and address them.
Right, and just to give a little background information so you can continue on this conversation, so all criteria are more gray. There is no absolute except for importance. So the steering committee can rate, yes, they're meeting this somewhat, not so much, and they all kind of, you continue moving through the sub-criteria. And there are opportunities. We currently have sub-criteria that say, you know, you must, for example, quality, you must have a risk adjustment method and submit it, or you must justify the rationale why this measure does not. So we do provide developers for that opportunity. So what would be... So as we walk through all these particular subsystems and then the subsystems under them, what would be interesting is what exactly is all of you are saying now, right now, what must they have or they must explain to the steering committee why they don't, and then from there the steering committee and the TAPs evaluate if they do have something or if they don't, how well they thoroughly are meeting what the measure itself needs. If that makes any sense.
I think that's reasonable. It's going to be really hard to kind of do the evaluations of these things, because you can build attribution rules, but a lot of the rules function sometimes not so well and sometimes better based on the underlying data quality. And I am finding and looking, when you look at detail in a lot of episode data, when you're building it out of administrative claims data, you find very strange things in the data. You find episodes being assigned to anesthesiologists and other kinds of odd things that you wouldn't expect, but that's what the data seems to look for. So you have to, the measure developers have to be sensitive to those kind of issues and understand that. And they have to indicate in their bid that they understand it. And then my evaluation would be not so much on whether whether I believe that their preferred attribution methodology, the best one, is that it's well reasoned and it seems to make sense and hold together, given the difficulties of the data.
So I think those are good points. My big concern in all this is that some of these items are perhaps a little cryptic and may not be clear to the applicant what is exactly meant. So, for example, all of that discussion of attribution, we only have two words about attribution here, which is attribution rules. And I think we know what is meant by attribution, but the reader may not. I mean, we should say, you know, attributing care to a provider and spell that out, and maybe also spell out, you know, how to deal with problematic data, which was the last point.
And just quickly, who I'm still getting used to voices.
That's Paul Barnett.
Paul, thank you. Okay. So that as they are now, depending, you know, even if some go away or not, we need to define them and potentially then put additional caveats, like you said, whether, like, problematic data.
Yeah, you really need to explain them more than, I mean, I think we are all familiar with this stuff, so we know what we're talking about, but I think that's correct. The developers may not know exactly what we mean.
Okay.
And then I guess there's one item that may have been dropped, which was the resource units. We had some idea that we would also entertain measures that were not costed, and I think that's no longer reflected here. So, for instance, somebody might deal in days of stay or something like that.
Yeah, well, this is Jack. What part of what's missing here, because we're right down at the module level, is any broad statement of what the measure is or is intended to measure and what comparisons it is intended to allow.
Okay, so should we spend a little bit on a time on what we try to do based on the steering committee to define resource use? And this might be a good opportunity to see if it encompasses the definition as expressed by the steering committee. It should be up on your screen now.
Right.
And for any of you who aren't on the webinar, it's page 2 of the memo document.
Sally, just to let you know, this is Dolores. We seem to be having electrical surges here or something, so I just got kicked out and I lost connectivity on my computer, so I may be in and out. We'll see. But
okay.
Hopefully be here as much as possible.
Yeah, I was not able to use the webinar because I don't have the right version of Adobe Flash. I don't know, it worked before, but...
Oh, no. That's good to know. We'll let people know that Adobe version matters.
And I don't have authority to upgrade, so.
Yeah, just in case you upgrade Abodi instead of Adobe, I guess. All right, so page 2 of the memo document, you'll see starting with about the middle of the page, second paragraph, during the July steering committee, the following definition for resource use measures was agreed upon. And I think our intent here was to capture some of, so I'll just give you guys a minute to look at it and react to it. Okay. So in looking at what we put down in there, is there anything missing? I think we attempted to cap. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is David. I mean, the only thing that seems, I mean, these are pretty general. The only thing is that we definitely are encouraging episodes of care, and I guess you could always think of episodes of care as a unit, and then you can also monetize those units. But I wonder if we need to broaden the term unit to include units, episodes of care, or something like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I think I'm lost. Which are we looking at?
Sure. Page 2 of the memo document under the header background.
Yeah, because the website thing is just not working for me either.
Okay.
Page 2, background.
Right.
But so I'm looking at page... Oh, that's this, not the probe modules. I see. But so is the background something that the applicants are going to see?
Yes, probably in the call for measure, not exactly as it's written here, because this was specifically written for all of you, but we would want to provide them with how we have defined resource use measure. It'll be in the white paper, but we'll also put it in the call for measures. And then from there, we'll say, and by the way, these are the things that you need to submit to us for evaluation, and that's what follows on the next page.
So are you thinking of referring to the CMS RFP in that back in what you're going to send out?
No. That was for all of you to understand how we regrouped some of the modules. So this memo is specifically addressed to this work group. But the definition, once we get it final, will be part of what's sent out to the general measure developers and will also be included in the white paper.
So I think it would be more useful to get our feedback on what it is you're going to give to the measure developers. But
right, and we're having a hard time doing that until we decide what parts of the specification is going to be subject to evaluation.
Okay.
So it's it's all kind of circular. This what's
well, life's a mobile. Wherever you get on, you're only you started in the right place in the wrong place. So.
Well, I mean, as I just David indicated earlier, I think every one of those items you have in that measure specifications list would be appropriate.
Are you going to go through, this is Bill, each one of these numbers individually under measure specification steps by module?
What's the question?
In other words, are we going to go through each one of these modules individually?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So in looking at the definition before we move back into the specifications, is there anything missing? I heard something about because we are interested in episode-based measures, to maybe call them out in addition to just the resource units.
The call for measures will say we're looking for episode-based measures in the following categories. So, that will be there in the call for measures.
Well, I think that we. I mean, this is the difficulty of having. Flexibility, but I think that we need to allow for the possibility that somebody is going to submit a measure that is not going to be an episode grouper, that there will be other kinds of measures other than that submitted. So I don't want to make it, I think it would be a mistake to send out a call for measures that suggests that that's all we're looking for is episode groupers.
Well, or just episodes. As opposed to episode groupers? Can we see how the group reacts to that? Because I would like to see, personally, I'd like to see this call for measures isolated to just episodes.
Episodes of care, I think that covers a lot of
ground. Are you saying that you want to specify this as just episodes?
Yes.
Well, I don't think we can, I think the steering committee already decided to keep it broad. And whether or not depending on what we do for the call for measures, we may decide for this particular effort to be more specific. But we want the definition and the evaluation criteria to be flexible enough to apply across all different types of resource use measures.
So I guess I'm not quite sure what you're proposing is evidently some language that we don't have to look at. But so is this in another bullet about resources? About episodes? For the background section?
So we're not trying to write the call for measures right now. We need to first identify what's going to be subject to evaluation, which is the purpose of this call and of this work group. And I may be misunderstanding the question. So, we can tweak again with the definition, but before we move on, just to make sure we're not completely off track and then spend the rest of the time focusing on what we have identified for the group as potential components of a measure to be subject to evaluation. All right, so I haven't heard, let's just dive right in. Unless there are other questions.
No, I think that was Dolores who was raising the issue, and I think the question, the context is a reasonable one, but I've assumed from our earlier discussions that the kinds of measures that potentially we were looking at were per capita risk-adjusted total annual spending or total annual resource use, however we want to do that, as well as condition-specific episode measures, some of which will be chronic, some of which will be acute.
That's correct.
Chronic, we're effectively dealing with annual, again, annual risk adjustment.
So, I mean, that would simplify things. That would simplify things, Jack, if we limit it to that stuff. But do we? But it is also possible that someone would say, put forward, and the one example I gave is rate of ambulatory sensitive hospitalization as a measure. So, I know there's a similar emergency room use measure. So those don't fit in that box. Do we want to not consider those type of things?
This is Dolores. I mean, I thought that we are going to consider all of those kind of things. Any kind of resource use measure that gets at, variation in care and potentially inappropriate use and all of those kind of things. So I think all of those things should be included, per capita episode and those kinds of more specific things about ambulatory sensitive conditions and ER use, et cetera.
So maybe the way that we could get around this is to indicate that there's these two broad categories. One is what Jack just described, which is somehow a rate of spending for per group, and the other is the measures that are based on resource use on inappropriate care.
Well, I think the link between what you're raising and kind of this concept of episodes where the episode is annual annual resource use for the chronic illnesses is this is the issue of looking at which is not reflected in the list of items here, which is the allocation of something about the allocation of resources to specific subcategories of care. So hospitalization versus ambulatory would be an example of understanding where the resources are and how that differs across sites, as well as the aggregate level of resource use. And that would enable one to say is spending more on ambulatory care, reducing ambulatory care sensitive hospitalizations or ER use. Are some people spending less on ambulatory care, but also producing effective low rates of hospitalizations for ambulatory care sensitive conditions? Those are the kinds of things that can be questions that can only be asked if you've got a disaggregation of the resources into a variety of categories, as well as the aggregation up to a total measure. And that is not clear as I skim this list that is part of the criteria here or part of what is asked for here.
I think that's a good suggestion because it also raises the possibility of somebody having a measure like, say, it's only about pharmacy, that they're looking at the amount of pharmacy use for a particular episode. Well, then that, we certainly want to entertain that.
Would that type of measure that's too limited be subject more to the evaluation of the steering committee deciding how important it is? So whether or not it's really meeting the need of measuring resource use?
I think the question is that we want to ask if this involves, disaggregation of the costs of resources, or to explain how they're going to look at disaggregated amounts. So are you saying, does that need to get bounced back? I think this anything that we get out of this subgroup is going to be subject to the review of the main group.
Correct. You're correct.
I don't think we should let ourselves be paralyzed by saying, well, we can't act on that without going back to the main group, because we're going to have that review anyway.
That's right. And something to think about as well is that a specification must clearly provide the ingredients to construct the measure. So you can't, a specification would not be, probably wouldn't even come to the steering committee for review if it just said count resource uses, right? It would have to explicitly tell the user which and how to identify a unit of resource use, et cetera. Now, that may not completely answer the question, but at least they would have to provide enough granularity that it's transparent and clear and instructions are provided on which resources are being measured.
Right. Well, which gets us back to issue I raised. Kind of there's a zero element in the module. There should be a zero module, which is what is the episode being measured, what is the scope of resources being that are included in the measure, and what's the population that the measure applies to. All of which provide, you know, and there may be a couple of other things there, but that you know, at some point, you know, you need a high-level understanding of what this measure is measuring and what the scope of the measurement is.
Right.
Both who's being measured and what's being measured. And I think that clarity that you just expressed there, Jack, is something that's missing from this document.
It is, and that would be considered the measure description, and I should have probably not excluded it from this document. It's a very valid point. So right up front from the beginning, the measure developer must signal to the steering committee what they're measuring, what the, you know, all of that detail in words, and then from there they provide the details behind that. And you're absolutely right. It's impossible to start evaluating the components of the measure without understanding what it is that they think they're measuring. And I think also perhaps an oversight is, you know, some of these, and I think this gets to an earlier comment about being a little bit obscure or cryptic, is making sure that, for example, identification of distinct and homogeneous unit for measurement, that we're very clear about, you know, this is where you tell us exactly what is the unit and how that unit is defined, whether it's an episode or your population, so patients with diabetes, et cetera.
Right.
I would actually throw,
in terms of what you see in the data protocol module, I'd actually throw the data needed to run the measure up in that basic description. So this is a measure that's based upon administrative data, clinical data, EHR data, you know, just so we, you know, understand where the data is coming from.
I guess in the who, it's not only the patients, but the providers.
Right, and that's also part of those type of detail are standard in submission. They need what data, who are you holding accountable, what are the settings, et cetera. And that would be no different for the resource use measures. What is and is included in the submission form. What is different is if you look at Section 2 of the specifications is what pieces they need to submit to us that really focus on the spec itself. So you're absolutely right. We would make sure that we are also asking them what setting, who's being held accountable.
Yeah, so some of these things are in the stock form that we just mentioned.
Right.
Target population, data source, level of measurement analysis, care setting, all of these things are in the stock data source in 2A of measure specification.
Okay.
So I guess part of the reason we're struggling is we don't know, we're not really looking at the document that it's going to be.
Right.
And you know, we don't know which of the stuff in the stock form is going to be kept and which is going to be tossed and how this stuff will look in the new version. But
mm-hmm. I think the staff can assume that we think that that's critical to anything that goes out to the measure developers.
Okay. Duly noted. So if we look at the specification document starting on page 3, what you can see is we ask of the developers all kinds of questions, including, you know, is it part of MPP? Is it an IOM quality aim? What is it, a consumer care need? And then we request, you know, the numerator statement described in words, any kind of time windows, denominator statements, target population. And you can see these are really geared towards quality measures. And I think that's why we're kind of stuck in this odd place where we want to move forward and put something in front of everybody, but we really need to get a sense from the work group what's going to be subject to evaluation so we can start playing with this document and adjusting it. And then focusing on the evaluation criteria. What I will say is if we toggle back to the specification steps, virtually most of what is in subsystem 5 profiling systems is typically not evaluated in the realm of the quality measures. But what I'm hearing from most of you is that it should be for resource use measures. And so that kind of change is substantial for us, and then we would have to figure out what adjustments we need if we go back to look at the resource use measure, the submission form, what additional things we would need to add. So you can see some of the things are clear, you know, data source, I think all of the potential sources are there.
Oh, I see.
Level of measurement analysis, so, you know, clinicians, facilities, is it a population measure, is it a program measure, so is it for disease management, you know, care setting. I'm not sure, but we'd have to think through you know, what type of clinical service is it measuring, so I think we would tweak this word a little bit, perhaps this would be more like the resources that are being measured, so is it pharmacy, et cetera. But you can see in looking at the current submission form that it doesn't address either clearly in words, because it's geared towards quality measures, or even in specific, all the things that the work group is saying they would like to be subject to evaluation.
Sally, is it going to be possible to have, given that we've said that we think all of these things are important, including that module 5, is it going to be possible to have a draft version of that in that document for before next week's meeting to look at? That might focus our discussion.
In other words, in the format that is the application for measures. So I think what the feedback we're giving you is, yes, all of those things that you've added or that you've put in this document look like they're important, but we're not sure how it's going to pan out in terms of, you know, what are the checkboxes going to be or what's the text description, and we really want to give you feedback on that, unless you would prefer words from us on how to do that.
I think it would be fine to focus next week on the criteria and for us to take a stab on the submission form draft, just knowing that the formatting itself is a bear, so it may end up being a list form. And just be patient with us. But I think that would be a good exercise for us to go through.
Yeah, we don't need the checkboxes, but you could
right.
just use bullets instead of the checkboxes or yep. something just to make
yep.
it easier.
Right,
yep.
Sally, I think your instinct is exactly right, that framework, which is in the current form, is not going to work for these measures.
I completely agree with Jack, and I didn't even see how we could really modify it that much, Sally.
And I like the idea of having basically the criteria that we're going to be using for assessing the science of this based upon the, you know, the stuff we see on pages 3 and 4. reflected in what they're being asked to submit, because the closer the submission is to the way in which we're going to go through the measures, the easier it will be to make the assessments we need. And given how many different episode types we're going to be inviting submissions on, having a fairly standard way of clicking through them is going to be very important.
Okay. All right.
Sally, this is Lisa. I have a quick question for you. When you were scanning through the measure submission and you were scrolling down and it came to the MPP priority areas, which one do we think that this work falls under?
Overuse potentially? I don't know. I mean, I would ask Tom Ballack, who heads up our strategic partnership, and Helen for their thoughts on that. But probably if they don't have to, if they have to select one that's most relevant, I would imagine it would be overuse. But potentially there would be resource use measures that one would argue are a reflection of good or bad care coordination, or I don't know. I open that up to the group to think about how much latitude they think there might be there.
Hey, Sally, this is Ashley. I've actually, we've had a few discussions about that, and I think the impression that I've gotten from Helen and others is that it does go under overuse. But like you said, Sally, depending on the types of measures and maybe for different types of conditions, they may span other MPP priority areas. So.
Yeah, if we could have somebody do a little bit more thinking about that, because I think one of the things that the steering committee sort of very clearly communicated when we met in person was that overuse was not really the only intended purpose of looking at these, and I would hate to just put these measures under the context of something that has a bit of a negative connotation.
Appropriateness is, I think, is a far more general term that...
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if there's a plan in the near future to update this list. So, you know, we'll certainly circle back and see what the thinking is about that. Okay, so if we could just spend, unless there are any more general comments, the next 15, 20 minutes or so going through the subcomponents. We've gotten the suggestions to define, so we can work on that. Maybe even potentially, especially for the developers, provide examples where, you know, it would be helpful, et cetera. And so we will certainly add to that. But it sounds like there's agreement, at least for all the five categories, that they're what needs to be submitted. But then let's just go through the details and make sure any of these aren't potentially not necessary. So for data protocol, we thought A through C, so what data is needed, any kind of critical data cleaning steps, for example, what to do with a $0 rejected claim, and initial inclusion and exclusion criteria that particularly support the reliability or the validity of the measure itself. Now, just so you know, typically we don't necessarily evaluate this for the quality side. It might be part of the guidelines that a measure provides, but I think what we learned from the vendors, it does seem to be steps that are often taken, so potentially subject to evaluation with a lot of variation.
These are really important. To give you an example, if you say one of the data requirements is you have to, every service has to be linked to the physician or other provider that rendered the service, and if that field is missing sometimes, is that disable the measure? You have to pay attention to that. For example, here in California, when we try to do profiling, we profile both at the tax ID level, which essentially is at the group level, and at the physician level, and we use physician license number to identify physicians, and physician license number is missing a lot of the time. So you have to pay attention to that. You have to say, it's not sufficient to say, well, you just need provider ID. You have to talk about that a little bit. So this is important.
Okay.
Well, that comment also raises the issue, as long as we're talking about data protocol, the question of how they handle missing data needs to be clarified.
I think that's a good suggestion. You could even add a D as saying dealing with missing data.
And I would just note with respect to C in 1,
All right. Thank you all. Have a wonderful weekend.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.